So at the Globe Academy this morning, Nick Clegg's been talking about social mobility. And interestingly, I noticed a lot of what he's saying today echoes what he said on his pre-election visit to Southwark when you were with him at the Salvation Army. But I think one key thing in a lot of people's minds has changed since then, and that's the whole situation with the EMA and tuition fees, which is obviously something you've been closely involved with. How would you... What would you say to the students who've been here today who might be put off pursuing some of their ambitions?
Well, as far as the EMA is concerned, I hope you've noticed that just last week there was an announcement made about the successor scheme, and I've been working very hard since my appointment at the end of December to get a good scheme which will make sure nobody was put off, and I think that's been delivered. It means that everybody who's on £30 a week EMA this year will get EMA next year. They'll get £20, but it will be still the incentive to carry on every £20 a week. That everybody who's given a guarantee of EMA all the way through their further education career will get it for next year. That youngsters with particular needs, either because they live on their own or they're because they've been in care or because they have a disability, will get a specially high funding allocation, £1,200. And that there will be money for every college to spend to make sure that nobody on a low income has a barrier, so that effectively transport costs will be met across the country. Now in London it's not as big an issue because transport's paid for by the GLA. So I think we've dealt with the EMA issue, and I think you'll discover that there is no disincentive to people staying on at college. As far as tuition fees are concerned and universities, well, obviously the key message to get out to youngsters here is there are no upfront fees, no fees when you're at university. You only pay by deduction from your tax when you earn. And you only start paying if you earn £21,000, and you pay more if you earn more.
We were originally told that that the charging the highest rate of fees was going to be the exception rather than the rule, but it seems that everyone's gravitated to the higher end.
It does seem that, and there's a lot of work going on to try to make sure in the end that isn't where it arrives at. I had a meeting with Vince Cable yesterday. He will be making a key speech about it tomorrow. We've got to be really careful that universities don't exploit the opportunity simply to get more money in. And the reality is some of them are now announcing they're going to charge for courses much more than the courses cost to teach, which is never the plan, and that's not, you know, it's abusing the system. So my strong message is to universities, don't charge more than you need to. Don't try and exploit the system by charging a high fee and then using that to subsidise some sort of bursary or scholarship, which was never the plan. And beware that if you don't respond to the fact that you should be charging real costs, then the government has weapons in the armoury which it can deploy, and government isn't going to stand idly by.
And finally, you're 3 months into your role as advocate for access to education. How, in summary, have you found that experience touring the country and listening to students and young people?
Well, I mean, it's been it's been a job with a purpose. I've given three formal reports to the PM already, one on trying to make sure we widen participation at universities, one on how we start getting messages across to young people, and one on EMA. I should be doing other reports on how we make sure that people doing long university degrees like medicine are representative of the community, how we make sure that we have a really good career service for all young people. And the answer is, I hope by the end of 6 months I will have been able to create a system of information in every secondary school which will mean that nobody will have a lack of information or the wrong information, and that for me is the test. Not, I mean, it's enjoyable, it's interesting, it's hard work, but the test is whether in the end every youngster, as in this school or academy here, has all the information they need to make sure that they can make a choice between an apprenticeship or a job or college or university.
To what extent is it about improving information and people's understanding of how the system works, and to what extent is it about encouraging some changes and tweaks to how the system runs?
Yeah. Well, the answer is, to be honest, it's both. That's why universities will have tougher requirements if they if they want to charge above 6,000 in future. they will have a much tougher requirement for opening their doors to youngsters from all backgrounds, and it will be reviewed biannually. So I've had an input into that. EMA, clearly, I saw as being crucial, because the wider the base of people you have going to further education colleges, the wider the base of people going to university. And I've had an input into the National Scholarship Scheme, and I'm hoping we end up with a scholarship scheme, and I'll be recommending a scholarship scheme that offers scholarships to every single school and sixth form college in England, and that links every university in London, for example, to all the London schools, so that every year nine student at an academy like this knows they have the opportunity of a scholarship to university. So if we can get that big picture scholarship scheme, then I hope that will be a big incentive to young people to think, okay, university may be for me.